Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man arrested after foot chase. I'm Chris Sprinter with your news. Early morning Monday, Gillette police found themselves in pursuit by foot chasing a 29-year-old Gillette man across I-90. The 29-year-old suspect, Troy Vogel, allegedly fled away from deputies when they attempted to contact him. According to County 17, Vogel tried to overt the police on Garner Lake Road and crossed over I-90. Also, when officers contacted him, he gave them a false name. In the end, Vogel was found and arrested on the north side of the interstate. Turns out Vogel had active arrest warrants for violating the DUI 24/7 program. In statewide news headlines, the Peabody Energy Corporation has made an agreement with creditors to refinance its debt of $455 million. This may hold off another Peabody bankruptcy. In a press release, Peabody's credit lenders have agreed to convert existing debt into a new loan, and creditors have extended its 2022 due date to 2024. Now breaking national news that affects the vast majority of those here in Wyoming.
The House has voted to increase stimulus checks for Americans to $2,000 a person instead of $600. President Trump demanded Congress take up the measure, which would add to the $900 billion deal that he already signed into law late last night. That deal puts an end to months of uncertainty for millions in need. The aid currently provides $600 in direct checks to Americans earning less than $75,000. It extends expanded unemployment benefits. It provides money for small businesses and continues a federal ban on evictions.
That was a recent report from just hours ago on CNBC. We'll see what happens now as it will go to the Republican-led Senate. So we'll keep you up to date on that vote. Also, don't forget the Campbell County Senior Center is serving lunch again to its members. According to the Gillette News Record, the facility has opened its cafeteria and has resumed serving lunches in the cafeteria. Remember, it was closed back in October due to COVID. That is your Basin Radio Network news update. For more, go to basinsradio.com.